All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going into the second hour here. Remind you once again to check out the website and subscribe to American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review. Check out the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Mark, I wanted to make another comment here, but did you have anything you wanted to reflect upon regarding our last caller?
Not necessarily the last caller, but I'd like to just say something quickly, if such a thing is possible, with Mark Lynn. Yes, I'm speaking in the third person. We're not supposed to do that. But, you know, Mike, I'm standing here in the pasture where 8 years ago, I think it was about 8 years ago, maybe seven, I used to sit out here every night with my kids, and we would sit around on this one particular rock, and we would listen to shortwave radio when Mike Piper first started his program, okay? And I'm surrounded here by some of the same sheep who were here when you came out and helped feed them. Now, there is actually a point to this, which is, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, however many years ago it was, when we started listening to you out here. And by the way, we would do it out in the pasture because it was the only place we could pick up the frequency with the shortwave radio. It was right there, and we could barely hear it, barely hear it. But, you know, at that time, it looked like the whole world was getting ready to come down around us, right? I mean, we were well into the process of destroying Iraq and Afghanistan, and it looked like Iran was just literally just seconds away. Okay, now here we are 8 years later, and while there has been plenty of destruction to talk about, things didn't turn out the way they appeared that they would at that time. And I think that the reason that they didn't is because, and this goes back to what you were saying before, is that our enemies are not in total control. If they were in total control, the world would be a much different place and not for the better. And so this discussion that we're having with regards to this Pope, you see, this is what forces them to change their plans. This is why, okay, George Bush, after his second term, this is why John McCain wasn't made president, and instead it was Obama, okay? This is why we didn't go to war against Iran and instead have been busy with this thing known as the Arab Spring, okay? So there is a utilitarian purpose to this, you know, this kind of theorizing and discussion that we're having here, in that it forces the other side to alter their plans. And I guarantee you, if enough discussion begins taking place about this new pope and the kinds of friends that he is associating himself with and some of the likely events that are going to take place as a result of his installment as new pope, it's going to force the other side back to the drawing table, where they're going to say, doggone it, you know, Piper and Glenn and the rest of these guys, they beat us to the punch, okay? They're already drawing out the scenario that we planned years ago. Okay, we're going to have to go to plan B, okay? So there is a utilitarian, as I said, purpose to having these discussions like this. It is strategic, and if we get enough of us together and we manage to get our shinola together, okay, we get organized, then we could very, you know, conceivably, not next year or next decade even, but sometime in the future, we can scare these rodents back into their nests and the holes that they live in, and then install a big cat right there at the opening to make sure that they never come out again. So,
well, Mark, we are going to the break, but let me just say this much. I wish you wouldn't call them rodents, because I have known some friendly rats and mice, and I think there are other rodents too that can make good pets. I prefer to call them hookworms and parasites. But your point is well taken. All right, we are going to the break here. When we come back, I have a few comments, and we do have callers lined up.
Asking that to read between the lines. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full lineup of callers here, and we are going to get right to them, back to them in a moment. I did want to comment on something our guest here tonight, Mark Glenn, said. Mark, you know, I'm glad you made that point. You know, what a lot of people have forgotten is that during the final year of George Bush's presidency, George W. Bush, was still pushing relentlessly to get the United States into a war against Iran. He wanted the United States to go to war against Iran. But 16 different U.S. intelligence agencies, that's agencies within our government, all sorts of intelligence agencies, many that some of us had never even heard of, jointly issued a national intelligence estimate, basically defying the Bush administration and saying, no, no, George, no Dick Cheney, no Scooter Libby, to all these criminals in that warmongering administration. They came out and said Iran is not getting ready to build a nuclear bomb. Iran isn't anywhere close to building a nuclear bomb. No, no, no. So the fact is that there are people in our government, as hard as it is to believe, there are people who are resisting these forces that are trying to take us down the road to hell. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that having been said, let's go to John, who is calling from California.
Hello?
John, are you there?
I am. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Actually, I'll tell you what, John, if you could speak up just a little bit, that would help.
Okay, I'm I'm on a cell phone. If I'm talking right into the mouthpiece there.
Okay, we can hear you better right now. Yeah.
Okay. I disagree with Mark's monologue pretty much in its entirety. Having been raised in South Bend, Indiana, in Catholic school at the time before Vatican II in the 60s changed, being raised in the Latin Church, though I'm a Byzantine, I'm an Eastern Catholic under the Pope, I've watched this whole scenario play out, and I think the mistake that people make is believing or thinking that the Catholic Church is a political body. It's not. Its function is to preach the good news of Jesus Christ and the Trinity and to get people to heaven. It certainly has to deal in a political realm in its day-to-day business, but looking at this Pope from my view and watching what's happened since Vatican II, the Church has gotten more conservative. This Pope was dead against liberation theology, which was communism. There's no illusion here about who the communists are. Now, just because he wants to make nice and be political and welcome the Jews in and have a conversation, I like the Jews myself. I've worked with a bunch of them. I have a great time with them. But they still hate Jesus Christ, which is completely antithetical to me and my goals. And the Church's job is to get people to heaven. It's not to get political or to control the world in any way, shape, or form other than voluntarily helping people find Jesus Christ. So when
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. And I think that when we talk about the kingdom of heaven, we talk about the Prince of Peace, these are political terms. And if it were just Jesus' mission to die for our sins and open the gates of heaven so that we could all go to heaven, then he didn't need to go through all of this political business with the Jews. And what he was dealing with in his own day, which we read about today, in the Passion that was read today's Mass on Palm Sunday, it was political. It was political from A to Z. So the notion that the Church is not a political body, I think, is fallacy on its face. If it were just the Church's job to get people to heaven, then it wouldn't be speaking out in defense of the poor, in defense of the defenseless, in defense of things that are necessary for there to be political stability, such as the marriage between a man and a woman and things like this. The Church has always been a political body, so I have to respectfully disagree with you on that, John.
I'd like to say that I certainly respect your position, and I think it's certainly a valid and legitimate position. I think it's quite idealistic, but you know, I have to look at even the public record of the Catholic Church, and I pointed this out last week, just back during on the eve of the Gulf War. I'm sorry, the Gulf War, what we call it the Gulf War and then the Iraq War. Back during prior to the invasion of Iraq in
2003.
A Vatican newspaper published an article alleging flat out that the Western media, the Jewish-controlled media, let's face it, that the Western media was deliberately soaking up concerns about the sex scandals in the Catholic Church as a way of getting revenge on the Church and on the revenge on the Pope for speaking out against the impending invasion of Iraq. So even an official Catholic Church publication coming right out of Rome was taking a very, very, what should we say, very harsh political stand, and some might even call that conspiracy theorizing. The church itself is very political.
Yes, it is. We're political human beings, aren't we? We do have to deal in a political realm. But all the conversation I hear all the time is the main focus of the Church is politics running the world. It's not. There's another side to this Church that's very important, and it has to deal with me down at my level as a human being living my life. And you want to talk about politics, don't forget about the Beatitudes. Don't forget about Jesus telling Peter, calling him Satan, telling him to get behind him because he's thinking like the world. He's not thinking like God does. Now, look, I don't have any doubt that the enemy is within this Catholic Church trying to destroy it from its ultimate goals. One of the ways to do that is to view the church just strictly in a political view. And this is what I hear all the time. But what I'm seeing is this. I'm seeing that there's a great division going on. I'm seeing those who love Christ are going towards Christ, and those who love the world are going to the political realm. And the church is going to get smaller. Not everybody is going to love Jesus Christ, and Jews certainly don't. But this Pope has no illusions about that, and I think he'll stand in the breach. He'll be nice. He'll have dinner with them. We'll get along. But he's not going to ignore what they do, and I don't expect my church to ignore what they're doing in the world if they're causing problems among people, because Jesus tried to bring peace. But he brought a sword, and that sword is the division. Those who love God and will live under freedom, and those who don't, who will live under slavery, the Jews.
Okay, well, John, let me ask you a question. Here's a hypothetical. Let's say that these same Jewish organized Jewish interests who secured the election of this Pope, let's say that they go to him 2 or 3 months from now, and they say, listen, here are the files that we have on the sex abuse scandals going all the way to the top, all the way to your predecessor. And if you do not give your stamp of approval on this upcoming war against Iran, we're going to release this. We've already caused tremendous financial problems to the church through all of these lawsuits that we've brought because of these sex scandals. With the numbers here in this file, we could conceivably bankrupt the church. And believe me, Holy Father, the sex scandals are just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, we're talking about all sorts of things in here that would cause mass defections from the church. Are you going to give your stamp of approval on this upcoming war? Okay, so you know whether you like it or not, John.
You made a big presumption there. Look, the same thing happened with Jesus when he was talking about my flesh is food indeed and my blood is drink indeed. They all left him. Did Jesus call him back? Hell no.
What we're talking about here is a war that could conceivably engulf the entire world. It is a political matter. And yeah, we can talk all day long about the Beatitudes and how, you know, it's really going to be great if we get a lot of people to heaven. But the bottom line is that you have a group of evil people here who are hell-bent upon starting a war that is going to decimate the bulk of humanity. And one of the players, unless he gets his shinola together, one of the players who is going to help bring this about, unfortunately, is going to be this Pope.
Let me answer your question. If they go to the Pope like that, if they did, then I would expect him to say, go ahead.
You hope that he will.
No,
okay?
I see nothing
but you
wrong
do
with
not you. Understand. You do not understand the kinds of pressures that are brought to bear against men of this type.
I know for a fact,
because I was intimately involved in this, that we had a similar situation in the church take place at the election in 1958, when another man was elected Pope, and political pressures were brought to bear on the College of Cardinals to remove him after he had already accepted his office and to hold a sham election. Then the threat that was passed was that if this Pope did not step down, that a nuclear weapon was going to be detonated in Rome. Okay? Now, you can talk about all day long how we have to have this separation between church and state and the separation between politics and religion, but I guarantee you our enemies do not see that way.
Well, we better, because if we don't, then we abandon our faith and what we believe in. And that's a sure way to hell, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I do politics 40-plus hours a week, and my faith is still the same. In fact, my faith is stronger. My faith is what makes me do this lousy job 40-plus hours a week.
Well, I tell you what, folks, we are going, John, we're going to the break, and I do have some other callers lined up. I think you made a point, and you made it well. I think we really are all on the same side here, even though there's some profound philosophical disagreements about the nature of politics versus religion. So, John, I thank you for your call.
Me too.
I hope you're right, John. I really hope you are, but I don't think you are.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I was thinking during the break, if everybody in our world was as nice and as gentle as my big old 25-pound cat, who is absolutely terrified of the little 15-pound cat that lives next door, we would have a much nicer world than we do have. But that isn't the kind of world we have. Mark, I want to apologize to you and also to John from California. Actually, I didn't cut you off. The break cut you off, but I figured it was time to bring that full circle, as Michael Collins Piper would say, because I could see it was going nowhere. I certainly respect the point of view that John expressed, but I think he kind of expresses a point of view that he has a lot more hope in the spiritual side of things than I think facing political realities. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I agree, and I think that what you said before the break, you were correct, Mike. I think we're all on the same page. I mean, politics is nasty business. It really is, and I don't blame people for wanting to, for lack of a better word, and John, please don't take offense at this, for wanting to retreat into that safe little cocoon of spirituality. I mean, I tried living there for a long time until I realized that, you know, my kids are going to go out into this world, and, you know, I'm praying and praying and praying and going to Mass and doing all these things, and the world just keeps getting worse. So maybe, you know, what it takes is somebody actually picking that guy up out of the ditch, such as in the parable of the Good Samaritan. You know, when the Samaritan saw the fellow in the ditch who had been beaten and left for dead, he didn't pray for him. He picked him up and he took care of him. And I think that that is what is expected of us. We have to take care of our world. And as shepherds, that means that we have to fight off the wolves, and that means getting political.
You know, it's interesting, Mark. As you say that, it occurs to me that my journey, my spiritual journey, I suppose, has been almost quite the opposite. I started off purely political, and as I've gotten older over the years, and I've expressed this view many times on this program, I've gotten more spiritual, and at the same time, though, that greater spirituality has made me more determined than ever to stomp all over these people who are trying to destroy our world, who are trying to destroy spirituality, who are trying to make this a hell on earth. So I haven't. If anything, my political views have been strengthened by a growing spirituality. I don't go to church. I can't remember the last time I went to a church service. I can't remember the last time I was actually in a church, but I do pray.
I can remember.
Oh, actually, I can too, now that you mention it, yeah. In fact, it was a Christian Identity church in Idaho.
It was.
And it was quite
a
lovely church. Pastor Dave Barley and a very, very fine group of people there. Anyway, yeah. Mark, we are going to be going to the next break here in a couple minutes. We do have a couple callers. We have Tom in Brooklyn, and we have Craig in, I believe, Ontario. We will bring them up after the break. Did you have any further comments here in the next 2 minutes or so?
Well, believe it or not, no. That's the first. I'll speak in the third person here. The first time that Mark Lynn doesn't have a comment.
Okay, well, we have 2 minutes to kill here, and I really don't want to bring up a caller and then have to interrupt them and say we have the break coming up. So I'll just reflect more on this conversation we had with John, because you know, I respect his point of view, and I think he sounds like a real good, decent man, but I tend to think he's like a lot of people who, and I don't say this in a negative way or in a condescending way, but they don't make the connection between religion and politics. It's like I get the feeling he goes to church. If he even goes to church, I guess he does. He goes to church on Sunday or whenever he goes to church, and he doesn't make the connection that what the church is doing or what is being done to the church is very negative. And whether it's in internal intrigues affecting the course of the church, or whether it's pressure from outside to impact upon the church. And we're not just talking about the Catholic Church here. We're talking about all manner of religious organizations, whether they're Christian or not. I mean, we have these Jewish influences trying to shape the course of Islam itself. I mean, this is it's always been that way.
Let's contrast Tom's position as a Christian in the United States, where he doesn't have bombs going off in his neighborhood. He's not picking up the pieces of his loved ones with the Christians of, for example, Lebanon. Okay. Now, the Christians in Lebanon, okay, are very political. Okay. Probably the most politically well-informed people on the planet. And you find the Christians of Lebanon, very devout Christians, right? I mean, Lebanon was the place where Jesus is said to have performed his first miracle. And, you know, they don't have any problems taking their religion and politicizing it in defending their homeland. And, of course, we can pick this up after the break.
Okay, we are going to the break. Stay tuned, and we're going to be bringing up
You're
Brooklyn.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn. Mark, you were about to make a point before we went to the break.
Yeah, I'll just make it quickly since I know you have calls. You know, our willingness to engage in this dirty business of politics is dependent upon what kinds of situations we're dealing with. I pointed out, you know, it's easy in America to divorce yourself from politics. And again, I don't want to insult Tom or anybody who thinks like him, but to wrap ourselves in the protective cocoon of spirituality and not get political. But, you know, there are Christians all over the world who are very political because the parameters of their lives are completely different, okay, when their kids are being shot. Or, for example, you know, when you have bombs going off that were planted at the communion rails in Catholic churches in Lebanon, as took place several years ago, where the Israeli Mossad planted a bomb at the communion rail, timed to go off when the Catholics were going up to receive communion. You have to get political at that point, because these bombs are not going to stop going off just because you happen to pray or whatever. So, you know, my position, Mike, is praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Mark, I gotta say this here. I'm looking at the cover of my book, The High Priest of War, and on that cover is an image of a statue of the Virgin Mary, which an Israeli army tank fired upon on March 14th, 2002. It shattered the nose and sliced off the hands. Now, this statue stands high above the Roman Catholic Holy Family Hospital and Orphanage in Jerusalem. It was adjacent to a Vatican flag. The Israelis fired on that statue at close range. It was not an accident. It was an act of hatred. We're not here to criticize the Catholic Church. We're not here to criticize Catholic doctrine. We're not here to tell Catholics to leave the Church. We're here to tell Roman Catholics and all people to stand up to the organized Jewish interests. That's what we're here to do, to stop these parasites from firing once again on the statue of the Virgin Mary. To hell with these people. Let's go to the phone.
Absolutely.
We have Tom in Brooklyn. I think I know who this is.
Hello.
Tom, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Mike?
Yeah, hey, Tom.
Mark? Yeah, I'm the guy that you were communicating with that we go back to Liberty Lobby.
Well, he's a nice fellow, ladies and gentlemen. I met him some years ago, and he recently sent me a picture of himself in his library, and I said, I know this guy.
Well,
nice fella.
I may lose this battery. I may have to call back, but if I go dead, you'll know.
Well, I'll wait for you to call back if you do.
Okay, listen, to John in California, through your own admittance, at your level, you think that everything is fine. I look at the Catholic Church like I look at Freemasonry. My grandparents, you know, put money in the offering plate. And do you think that they would have done that if they would have known the Catholic Church was going in this direction? Really. That's basically at your level. Okay? You have got no idea. At the lower levels, even Freemasonry seems like a benevolent organization. And the Catholic Church is no different. Here, this goes directly into my second thing. Am I still with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Have you done any, Mark, have you done any investigation into the P2 Lodge?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I know.
You know who the head of the P2 Lodge is?
I don't know who the head of it is, but I know
that
they play a very important.
Did you hear what I just said?
Okay.
The head of the P2 Lodge is the Pope. What does the P2 Lodge do? It oversees heroin traffic, human traffic, the mafia, and international banking. It's the go-between between big business and the Vatican. That's more important than who the Pope is, all right? Who's running the P2 Lodge? All right, that's what I have to say on one thing. Now, something interesting happened today. Mike, are you listening?
I'm here, absolutely.
Okay. Bashar Assad was shot. And he was shot by, coincidentally, okay, a bodyguard that was supplied to him by Ahmadinejad. All right?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Tom, let me just ask you this. Has his story been verified yet? Because the only
Let me finish. I may lose this. I'll call back if I have to. But what I'm basically saying is he has been shot, and the bottom line here is everything that's coming out of the Middle East is tying this to Iran to whip up the Syrian people to support the war against Iran. This is an absolute Mossad operation.
Okay. Well, Tom, like I said, and I haven't been on the computer much today. I kind of took a vacation today. I only saw one source on this. It was one Middle Eastern source, and it had not been confirmed yet. So are you saying that there are other, I hate to even use this term, more credible sources who are
Well, I got this from ham operators that were operating, and they had to translate it for me.
Okay, well, as of this moment, unless some new developments have taken place, I haven't seen anything.
Maybe we can give you tomorrow's headline today. Let's see how they kick that around. Because if tomorrow's headline, when you pick it up, Syrian president killed by Iranian, and we're about to go to war in retaliation. You know, I'm not about trying to explain what has happened. I'm the type of person that does a projection on what is about to happen. I stick my neck out all the time. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. Hey, I'm just Tom from Brooklyn. I'm not Noam Chomsky. You know, it doesn't matter. I just throw it against the wall. If it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't, well, hey, listen, I'm just a guy flipping pizza from Brooklyn. What do I know?
You know, I tell you what, I hope that story is absolutely wrong. Because even if there's even a grain of truth to it, even if, you know, it's just precisely the kind of thing that could be used to tip off a very already dangerous situation.
That's why I called it in, Mike.
That's very frightening. I hadn't heard anything about that. And like I say, I hope to God it didn't happen. I hope it's wrong. But
hey, listen,
God
I would love to be wrong. But you want to know something? It runs true to the way they've been doing things all along.
Well, absolutely it does. And like I say, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry that I was hanging for a while. The battery went down. And I'm just good to talk to you too, Mark. And you guys know how to get in touch with me if you want any information or any research.
All right, Tom. Listen, it's good talking to you. So you take care of yourself in the meantime.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we have a few minutes before our next break. So let's just go ahead and bring up the last caller that we seem to have on board with us. And that's Craig calling from Ontario. Craig, go ahead.
Thank you, Michael and Mark, for taking my call. Just want to preface my comments here. Mike, I kind of woke up around 2009 after Obama got elected, covered RBM when you were a regular every night. And up here in Canada, when I was first listening to you, I had to turn off because I couldn't believe what you were saying about the Jews, okay?
So, you're not the first person to say that, and I'm sure you won't be the last.
No, not at all. So, and for Mark, I'm an ex-Catholic, an Irish Catholic. Okay, I was raised that, you know what, us Catholics, and I'm not anymore, I'm more Christian now than Catholic, but as it is, I was an altar boy the whole nine yards, right? My uncle married us, he was a priest, right? He was like, hey, we are the best, okay? Catholics are the best, Anglicans, you know, maybe those guys, and maybe United after us, right? So, I know where you're coming from there, Mark. And so this is a question to both you guys. As I've grown and read and trying to learn about what's going on in the world, I want to look at our friends, the Pharisees. And I've learned about the Kol Nidrei. I've learned about the Talmud in the past year. So my question is it just the satanic, Sabbatean, Kabbalah Jews, or is it all of the Jews? Can you throw some light or give me your perspective on that? Who are the bad guys here?
Mark, go ahead.
All right. My position is this. I think that Judaism has been a deviant, negative force on human affairs from the very beginning. And this is where I differ from what my church teaches or what my church doesn't teach. Which is, you know, they say that Christianity sprung forth from Judaism, and I disagree with that. I think that it was a toxic radioactive element from the moment that this man named Abraham started hearing voices in his head telling him that he was better than everyone else and that his kith and kin were destined to rule the world. Okay. So, and this is going to upset a lot of people, particularly my fellow Catholics, but my position is that we are in the disaster that we're in right now because the church, when it had the opportunity 2,000 years ago of completely divorcing itself from Judaism, instead, you know, it tried to merge these two things together. Despite what had happened on Good Friday, right, 33 A.D., the question should have been, what was it that drove these people to do this against this righteous man named Jesus Christ, you see? And this is a question that appears never to have been asked or debated. And so I think that the cult of Judaism has been a corrosive force on mankind from the beginning. I don't think that there was ever a period in history where it was a good thing. I think that it's always the only difference between the Jews of 2,000 years ago, who were screaming to have Barabbas, a murderer, freed, and Jesus crucified. The only difference between then and now is that the Jews of today have got the media, they've got a monopoly on our money, and they have nuclear weapons. If they had all of those things at their disposal then, the world would have been in just as bad a shape as it is now.
You know, I'd just like to add, it's important to realize that the Talmud is the foundation of Judaism. It is undisputably what the rabbis rely upon. There's a lot of people who like to think, oh, the Jewish people follow the Old Testament, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, and of course, I think Mark has accurately reflected upon a lot of concerns that a lot of people, including some great Christian theologians who have said that Judaism, that the Christianity doesn't really spring from Judaism. It was a whole new religion in its entirety. And as a consequence of that, there's a lot of confusion on the part of a lot of people who, you know, obviously not every Jew reads the Talmud. Not every Jewish person follows every teaching of the Talmud. But we are talking...
Yeah, but Mike...
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead, please.
And this will be one of the few times that people will ever be able to point to Mark Glenn in the third person disagreeing with his mentor, Mike Piper.
Okay. All right, I'd like to hear what you
have to say. Long before the Talmud, Mike, okay, there was the Torah. There was the celebration of Passover. There was the celebration of Purim. All of these things predate the Talmud.
Absolutely. No, you and I are in agreement there, Mark. I didn't mean to, absolutely. I know where you're going.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
toxic,
right.
Mm-hmm. As toxic and obnoxious as the Talmud is, we have to recognize that the difference between the Talmud, as bad as it is, and the Torah or the Old Testament, is like the difference between the nuclear weapons that were dropped on Japan in 1945 versus the thermonuclear weapons we have today. I mean, they're basically the same composition. It's just that the modern version of them is obviously is much more dangerous and deadly. Okay.
I agree with you, Mark. I'm just referring here in my notes to this great German Christian theologian whose name was Friedrich Delitzsch, who said the Old Testament was unfit to be used as a normative scripture by the Christian church. But to argue
Amen.
Christianity was a product of Judaism was a deception.
So could I ask a question?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So then basically you guys don't draw any distinctions. No such thing as like normal Jews who just read the Torah who are okay versus the synagogue of Satan types, the Talmudics. Like you just want to say paint them all with the same brush. Is that correct or no?
Well, I tell you what it seems to me, Craig, you're adopting a position, maybe unwittingly, that, oh, well, there's the good Jews and then there's the bad Jews.
I hear you.
The distinction, though, that you're making there, Craig, you have to realize is that that's a distinction that's not made within the Jewish community.
Oh, okay.
They don't look upon, they don't say, oh, well, he's a good Torah Jew. And the others say, oh, well, he's this or that. No, they don't make those distinctions. Those distinctions have been made by people over the years who have tried to create, I don't know how to describe it, but it's kind of like their way of saying, well, you know, I'm not an anti-Semite. I like the good Jews who follow the Torah, but I don't like the bad Jews who follow the Talmud or who are Zionists or this or that. A lot of the most devout followers of the Talmud are hardcore Orthodox, or I should say are hardcore Zionists, whereas you find a lot of hardcore Orthodox Jews who right now reject Zionism. So there's a lot of these distinctions that a lot of people don't understand. What we're talking about here, though, tonight, for the most part, is just hardcore politics as practiced by the Jewish community at large. There are some nice anti-Zionist rabbis. Mark and I have met some of them. They're nice fellows. They're critics of Zionism, but they do love the Talmud. You know, so these distinctions are not distinctions that are recognized in the bigger picture by the Jewish community. They're kind of things that people in the Patriot movement have latched on to. And you got to kind of get away from that because, like I say, in the bigger picture, they really don't mean anything. Hang on, mm-hmm. Craig, and we're going to the break. Maybe Mark has a few comments. You may have a few more.
Okay.
Yeah, these distinctions are things that people have to get away from because they're very confusing, and in the bigger picture, as I say, they don't really mean anything. All right, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are going to the break here very shortly. We've been talking about primarily the current situation with the Catholic Church, but it's much bigger than that. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to the break. Ask you not to read between the
lines. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are wrapping up the hour. We have Craig from Ontario aboard with us. Thomas Jefferson, the author of our Declaration of Independence, considered Judaism and the Old Testament teachings to be quite depraved. He called himself a follower of the teachings of Jesus. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that's probably a pretty good way to look at things.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Mike, is that I've come to realize that, you know, Judeo-Christianity is an oxymoron, you know, over the past year and a half or so, and that especially here in Canada, there's this quote by this fellow Voltaire, I don't know if he was a French philosopher or whatever he was, but he said, you know, to look at who controls you, who can you not criticize?
I think that's pretty much what it comes down to. Well, listen, Craig, I appreciate your phone call very much so. Appreciate all the phone calls we have here, received here this evening. Mark, I'll let you wrap it up here because we are going to the close of the hour.
Well, first and foremost, Mike, once again, thank you for the honor of being able to participate in this conversation with you, as we have for the last 8 years, I think, is what it's been. As far as Craig's question, my position is that the only good Jew is a former Jew, okay? And by that, what I mean is somebody who has totally walked away from the cult. They have walked away from the synagogue, and they don't want to have anything to do with this. They just see themselves as human beings rather than as some member of an elite group of people chosen by God to do this and to do that. The mob, right, the mafia. You've got, it's structured like a pyramid. Of course, you've got the boss at the top, and you've got the more important people descending down from him. At the very bottom, you've got people who are running numbers and, breaking into, Coke machines to steal change and things like that. And, you know, the people at the bottom, you know, they're not murderers, they're not prostitutes, they're not pimps, they're not drug pushers, but they still work for the family. They still work for the syndicate, okay? So, you know, okay, are we going to put them on the same level as hired killers and pimps and drug pushers? Not necessarily, but they are part of the organization, okay? And the only way that they are going to earn the title of respectable citizen is if they walk away from the entire thing. They stop breaking into Coke machines. They stop running numbers, okay? They just walk away from the thing. Okay, and that is how I view the entire Jewish question. You have Jews who don't like what's going on in Israel, but yet they will send money there and they will support Jewish causes, which obviously the money goes back to kill, you know, goes back to Israel so that they can kill Palestinians or whoever, you know, fund terrorism and spying against America. Okay,
and many of them are Palestinian Christians.
Absolutely, Palestinian Christians. And so I think that the question that needs, finally, 2,000 years later, that needs to be settled is, are we going to have this marriage, okay, this bad romance with Judaism, or are we going to issue a certificate of divorce and say, forget it, we don't want to have anything to do with it, we are going to be followers of Jesus Christ and of his message of peace, and we don't want anything to do with the synagogue of Satan.
Well, I can't think of a better way to wrap up this program than what you just had to say, Mark. Thanks for coming aboard. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to John and Sandra and the folks at RBN for making this program possible. Have a good week, folks. God bless America. God bless the world.
Ask you not to read between the lines. Hope that you will come riding on time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. In the-